So when I was younger, I felt like I was alone. I felt like I had no purpose in the world. I honestly felt like I was just stupid. And so as I turned into a teenager, I turned to drugs because drugs made me feel good.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
When I was in fourth grade, I had a half-brother, and he was a lot older than me. He was my dad's child. He overdosed and died. In reality, that's where the trauma kind of set in, and I started looking for that older brother figure. Instead of showing me God and showing me grace and showing me the clear path to where God would want my life to go, this man showed me the drugs, he showed me the sex, he showed me the party lifestyle, showed me how to sneak out of my house at 13. I started the smoking, I started doing ecstasy all the time, and at that point it was just fun, it was just something to do. So I could not make the grades, so they ended up kicking me out of high school into an alternative school. That's when I really started. Like, I blew my first line of oxy when I was 17 years old. I started shooting heroin at the age of around 18. We went to get heroin. It was me and another friend. And around us in the car, you know, we had the needles, we had the spoons, we had it all out in the car. And we shot up in the parking lot of a grocery store. And in that moment, like, our eyes just closed. So our eyes were shut, and we just laid there for 6 hours that day. So we didn't know that it had been bad heroin, and we were literally overdosing in this car. And 6 hours later, our eyes just opened. And it was almost as if my eyes had opened spiritually that moment, and not just physically. Like, I finally saw the life that I had been living. I finally saw all the chaos that I had been creating. That's when I realized and I stepped into a different life. And I really just said yes to God. It was my first yes that I said to Him. After I left rehab, I moved in with my grandma. She really just poured her wisdom and knowledge into me. And that's how I became the woman that I am today.
Brittany had some trouble when she was younger, especially during high school and after high school. She was in prison for 5 weekends, from Friday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. I was privileged to fast and pray for her during that time, those weekends. And she has changed from a rebellious, I don't even know all of the problems that were in her life at that time, but she has changed from that into a beautiful child of the Lord.
So we know that I got kicked out of school for not being able to make any grades. So I took one class at community college and I got an A, and I felt like so fulfilled, like I can do it. So I took that one class, and then I took two, and then I took three. And then finally I got my associate's degree, and I got it with honors. And I know that is a little degree, but for me it was like everything. Like, it meant the world to me. So kept going, getting my master's degree in social work. While I was getting my master's degree, I went ahead and wrote this book about like how to get sober, how to really just all that knowledge and wisdom that my grandma gave me, I just really put it into a book for others to read. So now I have a business that helps addicts who are feeling stuck, but they're sober. So they've reached the point of sobriety. They're doing amazing, but they don't know their full potential. They don't know their divine destiny. Like, I believe that we're made for more than just sober. We're not made to just become sober and just continue our lives. No, we're made for the abundance of God. We're made here for a specific reason, for a specific purpose. If I had to tell a girl in my shoes at the age of 13, just a message, it would just be that you are here for a divine reason, that God loves you abundantly, that you are special, you are talented, you have unique things about you that other people do not have, and you bring that to this world. And do not forget, like, how amazing you are.